Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
You're listening to Comedy Central.
We just had breaking news. Donald Trump has been voted to be indicted by a grand jury. Former first president to be indicted. What are your thoughts?
Well, Donald Trump announced on Truth Social that he's been indicated rather than indicted. But,
of course. No spell check for the president.
He probably should have ChatGPT help him put together tweets, but I don't. You know, Donald Trump... You know, Donald Trump has been a pathological liar and lawbreaker his whole life and has gotten away with it.
Oh, yeah.
Like, he's a master of getting away with it, and finally he's facing the accountability he deserves. But...
I know. I want to see that perp walk. I'm dying for that. That's the only thing I want to see.
But I will confess, of all the crimes that he's committed in his life, I never thought in my wildest dreams that he would be taken down by hush payments to a porn star. I mean, that's...
Right, true that.
So he's like the Al Capone of American politics.
Yeah, for real. well put. Yeah. Now you're the first openly gay Afro-Latino congressman.
You're outing me publicly. Come on.
Oh, no. I would never do that. And you're part of the Hispanic caucus, the Black caucus, the Equity caucus. Don't you think all these caucuses should caucus together and create a ginormous caucus? How powerful would that caucus be?
Look, for us, diversity is not a source of division. It's a source of unity.
I mean, the
House Democratic Caucus is the most diverse legislative caucus in American history. 70% of the caucus consists of members of the LGBTQ community, women, people of color. Like, the House Democratic Caucus has more diversity and intersectionality than George Santos. So...
Speaking of George Santos... Yeah.
And by the way, George Santos and I were the only gay Latinos in the New York congressional delegation, so we're very close. No.
Well, does he pretend that he's somebody else when you try to talk to him?
You know, I avoid him.
Oh, you're the one that avoids. That's what I thought.
I have trouble keeping track of his lies, but, you know, he's pretended to be a gay, biracial, Ukrainian, Belgian, Brazilian... Jewish,
yes,
volleyball champion, Wall Street banker, whose mother died twice, including on 9/11, whose ancestors survived the Holocaust, whose employees died in the Pulse mass shooting. I mean, his life story is the greatest fiction in the history of congressional politics.
Oh, my God, it's so true. That's why I introduced Stopping Another Non-Truthful Office Seeker Act.
The Santos Act.
Yes. How long did it take you to come up with that acronym? Come
on. I was born with that acronym in my mind.
Oh, shit. What can I say to that?
I feel like my life is like a drama. I mean, January 6th was my third day on the job.
Wow, that's your third day.
Third day on the job. And so if someone had said to a younger version of myself, Richie, you're going to become a member of Congress during a global pandemic and witness an insurrection against the U.S. Capitol and then vote to impeach the host of The Celebrity Apprentice.
Right.
And all of that would happen within the first 2 weeks. I would have said, that sounds like a movie written by George Santos.
So true, man. Well put, my brother. Now, you know, we had this terrible shooting this week. I wanted to ask you about gun reform. I mean, Republicans, they don't want to support background checks, or mental fund programs. I mean, what do we do about this? How do we deal with them?
Look, whenever there's a mass shooting, Republicans are quick to bring up mental illness.
Right.
Every society on earth has mental illness. We are the only wealthy country that has an epidemic of gun violence and mass shootings.
True that.
That is not, like, let's be clear, it's not an inevitability. It's a public policy choice. Like, we as a society have chosen to put our own children at risk of gun violence. Mm. And there are Republicans who claim we're powerless because there's evil in the world. And my view is, if you're too powerless to protect children from mass murder, then you have no business being in Congress.
Yes.
Like, what are you?
Yes. That's why I voted for you.
Thank you. Thank you. Well, if you voted for me without being in my district, that's voter fraud. So I want to.
No, that's why I campaigned for you.
I appreciate that.
I didn't vote twice.
I appreciate that.
I tried, but I couldn't.
Although your endorsement is an illegal contribution, and we just had a former president indicted
no,
for that.
No, I didn't contribute. I stomped for you.
I appreciate
that. Yeah. That's why you're my new NBC show, the docuseries that I'm doing at Leguizamo does America. You're in my third episode.
Thank you.
Thank you, Richie. That was a blast,
Thank you for coming on.
Explore more shows from the Daily Show podcast universe by searching The Daily Show wherever you get your podcasts. Watch The Daily Show weeknights at 11, 10 Central on Comedy Central and stream full episodes anytime on Paramount Plus.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.
We went from normal life, healthy child, to acute lymphoblastic leukemia, or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.
Trinity School of Natural Health can help you be part of the fast-growing health and wellness industry. With an education that empowers communities, Trinity grads can change lives by applying natural health principles and techniques in holistic practices or stores selling nourishing health products. Offering 19 online programs that fit your busy schedule, you'll get training to help turn your passion into a career. Enroll today at trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org.